Satan, Demons, Races, and Kingdoms of the World by High Priest Hooded Cobra. Monday, November 14th, 2016. Greetings to all our people and satanic comrades. Now, this is going to touch on the subject of what the title says exactly. Satan and the demons are and they work as a team. Most of the gods are Nordic, but there are also others, and there are also demigods, or for better saying, beings who have been fathered by humans and Anunnaki, those who from the heavens to the earth came, the fallen demons alike. The 72 goetic demons are only a rough observation on this, as there are more, as unfortunately Satanism used to be really subverted by the enemy, but these demons of the Goetia are of the most major in world affairs. The Jews who wrote this grimoire, given the Jews were an international element, seem to have been exactly all around the world, stealing knowledge and the deity names from all Gentiles they encountered, and after some thousands of years, they attempted to pull a fast one with this book. Satan, as is mentioned even in the Bible, is the king of the demons, and also the king of this world. In the Sumer, he is the king of the earth, and the list goes. Satan has divided the world and gave parts of it to the demons, gods, who preside over these territories. In the 72 demons of the Goetia, there are many corruptions, misplaced things, and purposeful lies by the Jews, but this conveys only a general idea, which apparently the Kikes have understood as well in regards to Satan's rulership of the world. There are demons who have been in Egypt, and they were worshipped as gods. These gods have been presiding over the land of Egypt, and were put there to observe at, if we can say, the starting of human history. It was their job, and if asked, should still be. Most gods are white, but they have things to attend. There are also gods who presided over the Asian Peninsula. There are also gods who presided over the Asian continent and helped the Asian people advance. Aryans are a leading and enlightening element, at least to those who seek enlightenment, and they created humanity and gave life to it. Those who seek this have been approached by the gods, who took them by their wing and befriended them and advanced them. The gods perceive anything differently, and they are beings who are billionfold times more intelligent, aware, and understanding than humans. The best of humans are like toddlers to them at best. Years ago, I was working with the demon Dagon. On our first meeting, he showed up to me just to introduce himself. Dagon looked completely Aryan. His hair was wavy and to the color of just a tiny shade less than blonde, and his eyes were a striking blue. His skin was just a small tone less tanned. He was very tall. Now Dagon started talking to me, and he voiced his concern about his people. He has love for these people and still takes care of them in ways they do not directly understand. His people have been a tribe in the Middle East that has been protected by him and was put under his supervision by Satan and the gods. As people here may know, Dagon is one of the hated demons of the Bible, and he also ended up in history as a god of the Philistines, which of course were Gentile people, more than likely of a white root, but a tribe of their own leader. Dagon never had to do with the blasphemy put on his name. No question as to why the Jews are terrified by him, as he is one of their most major enemies. If I understood it right, We have different races and ethnicities, and the gods see races very differently. For example, they do not see Norwegians or Swedes. They see on white race when it comes to the mass of things. Dagon's tribe was a tribe of Aryan mixed Middle Easterners, and they were special to him, something like the Yazidis. He also told me forcefully that he is very angry at them. The Jews destroy this people who are still massacring them in many ways even today. He went on about some other matters that he thought were important for me to know at the time, and then he left. Dagon was Aryan. He had love and interest in these people and presided over their evolution for thousands of years' time. He is very fond and protective of white people too, same that anyone who is dedicated under Satan and is close to Dagon personally. He has been really good to me, especially around these times. He will answer, help, guide, and coordinate Aryans or any other Gentile if they would need it, but what remains above on his tribe that he protects remains a fact for him. It is his duty. Dagon then mentioned in regards to his revenge for the terrifying thing the enemy has done to these innocent people. He will seek his revenge, same as many others, and he will wreck those who damaged these people, mainly the Jews, who went on an extermination agenda against them. Satan and the gods have protected the large majority, and many of them are still alive, albeit not conscious of their ancestral root and primal gods. The gods see the Jews in all races because they see directly at the soul. This is rightfully the Jewish statement that anti-Semitism is actually Satanism, because this is what it is by definition. The gods see directly in the racial soul. They see human groups differently. They do not see them as being in one location, for instance. On a very important project for the powers of hell a few years ago, some VIP souls from our side demanded work be done in regards to things they wanted. I saw them with Sorath. Sorath is strict when it comes to whites. He presides on whites, aside other gods, oversees them, and works with those at the top, like Adolf Hitler. Sorath is not the one to engage in conversation for needless things. Sorath is very strict, and he has been one of the major demons who presided over Nazi Germany. Sorath is so powerful and focused on the job that it would be terrifying for those who are not in alliance or understand this mindset. Sorath is a strict elitist. Sorath is as Nordic as it gets. It does not get more Nordic than that. Sorath is extremely high in the demonic hierarchy, and he is one of the most stern demons I have seen. One can touch what he protects even by mistake, and death, anguish, and pain will follow. All of those who dared raise an eyelid against Hitler were met with death, disasters, and all sorts of destruction. Hitler survived hundreds of direct attempts on his life with a mirror of scratches, and looked from a human standby, factoring in the millions that psychically attacked them, etc., one can figure out what kind of powers were here at hand. This wasn't even half of what is going to come in the future, as the enemy yet had a lot of power back then. But to Sorath, it's either or with what he says, and he is resolute. One would rather not get to do anything involving Sorath if he is not willing to follow through. Sorath presides over the white people. Astaroth and Satan, same as Lilith herself, worked directly for the awakening of the white race then, no different than what they do now. The Jews call Satan the spirit of Europe. The rabbis declare that they want to destroy and flatten Europe, but in the heavens, their alien company cannot take down the spirit of Europe that has been protecting Europe since indefinitely. The Amalekim, the white race, are their most major enemy, as they themselves admit. Self-explanatory. The Amalekim are the race of white people that are the one standing obstacle between Jews and Zion, Israel. Israel / Zion is a code name for many things, including the Jew-ruled worldwide empire they and their aliens want to make out of humanity. The Amalekim stand as an obstacle, and they do want them wiped out. If a rabbi does not do damage to Amalekim, kill their young, and destroy them, they are not a good rabbi or a good Jewish leader. It is a divine purpose to wipe out the white race, as to wipe out Satan's influence on the world. Of the 613 mitzvot of the Jews, 598 Deuteronomy 25:17. Remember what the Amalek did to the Israelites. 599 Deuteronomy 25:19. Wipe out the descendants of Amalek. 600 Deuteronomy 25:19. Not to forget Amalek's atrocities and ambush on our journey from Egypt in the desert. Another god is Asmodeus. Asmodeus was on earth in the ancient times, and probably in these times before history that humanity was with the gods, Asmodeus was in the physical territory around Greece. The ancient Greeks and their remains were completely white/Aryan, and Asmodeus was presiding over them, teaching them, and guiding them. Will Asmodeus answer to those whom he considers worthy or dedicated Satanists? By all means, yes. Is Asmodeus a demon that rules over white people? By all means, yes. His job was, however, to help and advance Greece in a more specific manner. There are also gods who preside over the Asian people. Evidence has also proved that in many Asian places, the gods who are considered have created the religious tenets, etc., same as other physical people who are white and went there in prehistory to help advance these people. The Asian people chose to revere and upkeep to their death and loyally adhere to for centuries upon centuries for their evolution until the Jews came in with communism and race traders to subject a large portion to alien beliefs. They have adjusted the Aryan religion to their own, and they showed their racial importance as people of the earth. The Jews still hold grudges against the Japanese who did not allow themselves to be assimilated and murdered by racial infiltration. The Chinese have learned this lesson the hard way and suffered millions of dead people for not embracing communism, which is political Judaism. High Priest Lucius Aurea is our high priest for Asian people. He wrote that Lord Enlil / Beelzebub is the patron of my people and race, which I find myself very honored to be a part of. Racial hatred amongst Gentiles is largely a Jewish invention. The ancients had no problem with anything. They were in fact fine with it, because humanity was on a high spiritual level. As thus, this period ended up in all the respective cultures of the civilized people as the Golden Age, where men and gods lived side by side. All the ancients had their ruling pantheons focused on Satan and the gods, who are in high hierarchy, how we today know this. If we put our focus to the white people in recent history, we will see clear conceptions of what is divine both in Roman Empire, ancient Greece, etc. However, these are only shades of the fainting civilization of the white people who has preserved the most beauty and splendor still, however. The paganism of the North is also a representation of this. The root of all religions is what we can call as Satyanism, or pretty much what in India is a Sanatana Dharma, etc. This is the root and the master key, and the high practitioners of all these religions were in fact practicing the same thing, raising the serpent and everything else. The Jews knew this, so they wrote it down in their own book as to what to exterminate. It was Satanism, and as we have proven, Satanism goes beyond the known history of today. The Jews knew this too. Satanism is also the only system that can create world peace and advance all Gentiles while all maintaining their spiritual and racial integrity. In fact, this is what it always did until the enemy came to wreck everything. The Egyptians were no different. However, when one speaks of Aryan Egypt, one needs to look on the primordial times and early history to see the white element in the pure form, not the recent years where Egypt was going down to failure. The Greeks tried to salvage some of Egypt, but the damage that had been done already could not be corrected. Many other people from the races, who were also welcome to Egypt in an extent, given that they were respectful and they accepted the gods, etc., were helped and advanced in Egypt, same as being allowed to exist in the Gulf. Others who were animals or acted as such were just driven away. As such, Egypt is not the place to look for the Aryan religion in the purest ideals, except of if one looks for the older kingdoms, which, think the Jews, nothing exists of anymore, and the evidence is suppressed. This was not a black kingdom entirely, but blacks had a place in Egypt, in late Egypt, and for those who were select by the gods. Not all people are alike, and blacks have their superior people as well, who have been advancing by the gods and as thus seek to return to them, while others are playing the impostors of the Jews. The gods they have been working with never forgot them. Every race has leading souls and superiors, who are those who have put the most in their advancement. The gods protect their soul and help them advance to their own pace. Naturally, these people are far forward compared to the peers of their same race, as all of you here are compared to your friends, let's say. The Jews have been trying to hijack this before its time and with enemies of the black race within it, maybe mixed Jews or other enemies, to make them unable to ever return to their roots, make exaggerated claims, and the list goes. There is no purpose so that blacks will never have a chance of advancing and will as thus remain slaves to the Jews. The Jews went down to Africa to radicalize the blacks with Islamic and Christian bullshit for a reason. It's systematic, as the Jews want blacks to live and exist in the most inferior way and at best be used as puppets to destroy others. This is no different than how they treat all others. The Caiques are now trying to make the return to the Egyptian gods, which is positive, to be made into a criminal joke. This is purposeful. The gods who are called in the black ritual, as posted by High Priestess Shannon Outlaw, are those who rule over the African region and continent, And this does not mean ownership of anyone, as the gods do not belong to us, as they are not our own creation, like the Kike thought form Jehovah. It means calling upon the Egyptian gods to wake these people up, as they are closer to these in race memory than they are with, let's say, Odin in a parallel sense. The gods remain who they are. They do not belong to us as our tool to do as we see fit. We can follow them and become better in the designs they have picked for us. Egypt was also intermediate after a point, having many people of mixed blood, and the list goes on. It has happened in history, etc., but the civilization was wrecked and destroyed, especially after extreme Jewish influence, more than anything else, to where, me in my belief, it was some Jews in the court who emphasized the race mixing that destroyed Egypt, if this even happened, and it was not direct alien attack. When the gods were on earth, demons, whom we know today as Egyptians, were presiding over the African continent. There is nobody more suitable to ask help from in regards to the matter, as the different tribes of blacks did not have one pan-African religion that is left unadulterated by the Jews, and the Egyptian one can cover things greatly. When this is discovered, or if it's put together, this will clear the fog the Kikes have created. We must be together against the Jews, because otherwise we will all go down the drain. Satanism is a master system for awakening of all Gentiles. If you go to the original post of this, or the PDF, there are two pictures posted. One is Narmer, the founder of the Egyptian religion, first ruler of Egypt. Considering the Jewified timelines that are to rhyme with the Torah and biblical hoaxes, parading as history, we can figure out the timelines are different. The other picture is of Akhenaten, who ruled after the war of the enemy against Egyptians, desecrated their religion, and also ruined Egypt as much as history is involved. The native Egyptians, according to the history that we have, hated him beyond belief because he attempted to pull a fast one to abolish the gods. The differences between the pictures here can be observed. And if you look at the pictures, the one of Narmer, he looks very Aryan, very normal looking, and Akhenaten looks almost like a part gray hybrid, very unnatural, unhuman looking. The respectful and worthy people of the black race are taken care of and observed to advance by the gods who are put by Satan to preside over the African region. The similar case is in the case for Persians, Mexicans, and the list goes on. The gods are who they are, and this does not undermine their connection to the white race people, or anyone dedicated under Satan, or who they are. It's their job, and they are doing it, and they have people that they like and place above others who they have destined for the rulership of the black people, who, as an example, have been ruled by extremely selfish and arrogant idiots for thousands of years, to the point they never advanced. Blacks have their own history, and Islam has destroyed the African continent a great deal, to where centuries later, people still don't even have water to drink. Blacks have their own racial shills, sellouts, who don't allow them to become better. The return to their roots can change this. One last thing. The gods are just. Justice is a part of their high conception, and the gods do not need to adhere to our moral system like the thought form Jehovah. We are supposed to observe them and try to follow up, rather than trying to treat them like our extension. The gods are not a joke that has to conform to our crap and personal beliefs either. This is a major disrespect, and this is how the Jews see their gods, because they are nothing more than an extension of their own psychopathy. So the Jews have a pedophile, molester, genocidal god. Is this a god that represents any sane being? The gods are just. It is not like they will put over the person who is super pure, but race mixes incessantly, blasphemes them, and has sold out to the enemy for shekels, and has been working all their life to exterminate their own race or advance Jehovah and the Jews over the loyal worker of their cause that tries to bring back their order. This in itself proves an impure spirit and consciousness that the gods of hell are disgusted with, as the gods look entirely into the soul and nothing is hidden from them. If we had the intelligence and knowledge of the gods, our judgment would be different, and we as thus cannot blame over ma feels how the gods see matters. The gods are wise. The gods have a different way of thinking, and their judgment is perfect. Satan is the god of justice, and the gods are just beings. They treat individually and massively in the best and most just way. Gentiles have nothing to worry about and nothing to fear. The Jews, however, have some real punishments coming in, because they literally hoarded and destroyed all other people on earth, which it should be no surprise given their alien soul and origins. The gods and Satan can and have been helping us. Humanity has to ask for their hand. If humanity does, humanity is helped. We are not the only ones in the universe, and we are not divas. When Satanism returns to full power, as in the ancient times, everything has to be ruled in place as to avoid needless chaos and ruin as instigated by the enemy. Hail Satan!